Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Vachim Bavli Daf Pe Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the first line of the page in the middle of the line, Debei Rabbi Yanai. Debei Rabbi Yanai, Amri, Pachos Me Oichel Mutter L'Abdei Befaros, Avo B'Shalem Ad Gregus. Debei Rabbi Yanai said that the Mishnah permitted wasting a small amount, meaning smaller than the amount of eating, which is a kibetza, the size of an egg, when it's a slice. But if it's a whole piece, he may waste only a kugugres, which is a fig size amount, which is 3/10 of a beitza. Rabbi Yochan Meshem, Rabbi Shimon Yosedek, B'shalim ad kagoy geres, B'fus afilu kama mutter. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shimon Yosedek, said that whole is until a fig size and slice may even be several pieces. Ma pligin, what is their dispute about? B'mana ama, b'da pligin, d'be Rabbi Yanai, amri pachos ma'ichel mutter la'abed b'fos, avol b'shalim ad kagoy geres. Rabbi Yochan Meshem, Rabbi Shimon Yosedek, b'fos b'shalim ad kagoy geres. Rabbi Mana gave an answer. The Rabbi Yanai said that it's permitted to waste less than an egg size when it's a slice, but when whole, he only has until a fig size amount. Rabbi Yochan said, quoting Rabbi Shimon Yosedek, said that whether it's sliced or whole, he has until a fig amount. Rabbi Hoshea, boy, ma'u l'hafrish kol shehu l'abed. Rabbi Hoshea asked the question: is it permitted to separate my sasheni of demai in order to immediately waste it? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Nois l'am ma'aretz for Yochan konegdoi b'demai ha'bevadai loy she'ein moisin vadai l'am ma'aretz. Now, the Mishnah told earlier that he may give it to an Amma'aret and then eat the equivalent amount in Yerushalayim. This only applies to Masa Sheni of Demai, but not to definite Masa Sheni, because one may not give definite Masa Sheni to an Amma'aret. We come now to the next Mishnah. Alekech lezera ulebehema kemach lo'iwis v'shemen l'ner shemen l'suchboi esakelim potter min ha'demai. Mishnah says if one buys from an Amma'aret produce to plant or as animal fodder, flour for tanning skins, oil for lighting, or oil to rub onto vessels, they are exempt from separating masses. In a kaziv la'alon potam and demai, from kaziv, which is the northern edge of Eretz Yisrael and beyond, is exempt from demai. Chalas Amma'aret v'amaduma v'alakuch b'kesef masa shari amanochis paturim min demai. The chala of an Amma'aret that was prepared in tahara by someone else and given to a kohen. Muduma, which is chulin, into which a small amount of tumah fell and it was given to a kohen. Fruit that was bought from an Amma'aret with Masa Sheni money and the remnants of an Amma'aret's mincha offering that's eaten by the kohanim, all these cases are exempt from demai. V'shemen ariv, v'shemen mechayvim, v'shemen p'turin. A palsman oil, v'shemen obligated and v'shemen exempted from demai. And the Gemara says, mekeven shelaku lezera leishnia hi davar shezari kale, hi davar she'en zari kale. The Gemara says the Mishnah exempted produce purchased for planting from demai, even if the seed is completely disappeared when planted. Amar Yochanan Matani Kain, Lakon Azer Lachishva Aleim Lachila Boin Machshava, Lakon Lachila Vachashva Aleim Lazer Loi Hakol Mimenu. Rabbi Yochanan quotes the Brisa saying that if he purchased them to plant and decided to eat them, his thoughts affect them and obligate them in demai. If he purchased them to eat and decide to plant them, there's no exemption from demai. Tani ein zoyrim tevel ava mechafin tevel ve mechafin ima akum tevel, should say. Tosefta says that one may not plant tevel, which is, again, produce that has definitely not been tithed, nor even merely cover over seeds of tevel, and we may not plant with tevel with a non-Jew if he purchased the seeds from a Jew. Shachach v'zora tevel potter shekvar avat. V'dorosh ein darkei lehis laket. Avot v'dorosh is darkei lehis laket. Koin z'noisa shi laket oisa v'loid tzemach v'lim tzemach. If one forgotten planted tevel, he's exempt from taking off the tithes, as they're already lost. This applies to seeds that completely disappear when planted. But if he plants the things that he can gather, we penalize him that he must gather them and tithe them before they grow. Or if they already grew, they become like seeds that completely disappear. Rabbi Yochanan, Katava Achil, Afilu Kopad, Afilu Bia Havimetakein, Amru Tamidav, Loikein Ofen, Rebbe, Asetases, called to Ross Zaracha. Rabbi Yochanan would tithe even when he ate meat or eggs. His students asked him, "Didn't you teach us the pasuk in Dvarim Peg Yudalad pasuk Chav Beis? You should surely tithe all of your seed crop." Rabbi Yochanan was concerned for the demai liquids that were mixed into them when they were cooked. Rabbi Yumia shalach Rabbi Zeira, chada masana de teinim de le metakna b'havu Rabbi Yumia sava meima ma Rabbi Zeira mechol de le metakna b'havu Rabbi Zeira sava meima ma eshet Rabbi Yumia mshalcheli mila de le metakna ben den adain is achles tevel lemacha kamimei amalei hahu misna asa de shalachteli esmol metakna haver amalei amris ma Rabbi Zeira mechol mila de le metakna amalei oif ana amris kein haver ma Rabbi Yumia mshalcheli mila de le metakna. Rabbi Yumia once sent a basket of tevel figs to Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yumia assumed that Rabbi Zeira would tithe them before eating them, and Rabbi Zeira assumed that Rabbi Yumia wouldn't send them if they weren't tithed. As a result, the figs were eaten in their untithed state. The next day, Rabbi Zera met Rabbi Yirmiyahu and asked him, "Was that basket you sent me yesterday tithed?" Rabbi Yirmiyahu replied, "I said, would Rabbi Zera eat without tithing?" Rabbi Zera replied, "What I also said, would Rabbi Yirmiyahu send me something without tithing it?" In Haba Kadamai, B'nai Malachim, Anan, B'nai Nash, B'nai Haban, B'nai Nash, Anan Chamoim. Abba, quoting Zeru, says, "If the earlier ones were like children of angels, then we are like humans. If they were like humans, we are like donkeys." Amr Mana, Bahi Shata, Amrin, Afila Chamate, Du Pinchas Ben Yoe, Layad Idaminion, Chamate, Du Pinchas Ben Yoe, Ganvuna, Listaya, Belela, Abbas Tamur, Gabon Tras Yemen, Delay Tamaklum. Basa Tras Yemen, Is Malchan, Machazalta, Lamara. Amin Nishachalna, the Maad, Lemos, the Gabam, the Titsui, Maalta, Afkuna, Azlus, the Kamas of Taurus, the Maa, Shurius, Menaga. But Mana said that at that time they said, "We aren't even like the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoe. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoe's donkey was stolen by bandits in the night. They hid it for 3 days and it wouldn't eat anything. After 3 days, they decided to return it, saying that it's better to return it to the owner, where it will die in our possession and make our hideout smell. They took it out, and it went and stood at its master's gate and began braying. Amaloin, Paschin la da alubda, the is la talasin yomin delay imas klum, Paschin la vaasala, balasla, Amaloin, Yavin la klum, le mechel, techel Yavin, kuma sarin vle bois mechel, Amulei, rebi le bois mechel, Amaloin, metaknan inan, Amulei, in Amaloin, varimtun, damian. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoe said to his household, "Open the gate for this poor thing that hasn't eaten for 3 days." They opened it up and the donkey came in. Rabbi Pinchas told them to feed it. They put barley in front of it and it didn't want to eat. They told this to Rabbi Pinchas and he asked them if the barley had been tithed and they said that it had. Amulei, Palekain Elfin, Rebbe Halekech, the Zerah, the Behemo Kemach, the Ayuis, Shemin Lanev, Shemin Lasuch, the Suchbe Sakalim, Potter Minademai. The student said to Rabbi Pinchas, "Didn't you say that Rebbe taught one who buys produce for planting for animals, or flour for tanning, oil for lighting, and or anointing utensils is exempt from zemai?" Amaloin man naavid lahadar alavta dehi machama algama sagain. Rabbi Pinchas says, "What can I do with this poor thing that is so stringent with herself?" Varimun damian vachalt. They separated zemai and she ate. Train maskinen. Afkudun train sa'in desarin gabin Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoe zarin v'chastun. Ba'alun, Boin, Mesav, Sharehoin, Amaloin, Aysun, Gamlaya, Bechamaya, Vesabun, Sharehoin. Two poor people deposited 2 sar of barley with Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoe. He planted them and harvested them, and when the poor people came back for the barley they deposited, he said to them, "Bring camels and donkeys and take your barley."